Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Well, hello and welcome to the Hairy Rock Show. It's Dave going scorpions crazy while Si is off the Myers will cough. I mean, I can play, I won't do too many scorpions, honestly. I'm trying to wean myself off. Rock you like hurricane. Now it's time for the hairy springtime. Now, spring recipes, they want to be the recipes that the kind of, they still satisfy. I mean, we're not in the midst of summer where it's really hot, but it's a freshness, you know. It's salmon and dill fish cakes. Salmon are interesting. You see, the salmon is an interesting beast. It's a bit like the Geordie. Because what happens is, the salmon, it's way up there, say, in the hills of Northumberland. It goes away. Strange places to work, to earn treasure. Then one day, it swims back up the Tyne. It gets home. It procreates, spawns, and then dies. Just like a Geordie. But no, salmon these days is cheaper than ever. I remember when I was a kid, it was like Christmas Eve, my Uncle Norman came in with a steak of fresh salmon. Like in our house, salmon came in tins. This was a revelation. But some of the really good kind of farm salmon now is okay to eat. You know, it's good quality. It's a really good product. And you can use that for our fish cakes. It's a melange of potatoes, dill and salmon. But I mean, there's not too much to say because it's a fish cake. But I think, you know, being made of salmon, it's better. But when I was a boy, my mum used to make what we called her killer fish cakes. I love my mother's fish cakes. She'd get a steak, piece of hake. She'd poach it with a bay leaf, some salt and pepper. Then she'd flake that fish with some parsley and potato. Very frugal fish cake. Dip it in those kind of orange breadcrumbs like the ones you can see from Mars. Fry it off. Now the juice that she'd poach the fish in, she'd make a cheese sauce. I love those fish cakes. One morning, I was sitting there with my clockwork monkey, you know, the one that bangs a drum, the big wing nut key. And I suck in the key. I could smell the fish cakes. I could taste those fish cakes. One gulp, and that was it. My mum said, I just came, she went, quee, quee, quee. She thought, what? He swallowed a crayon. And I can remember my mum's friend said, oh, it'll be a wax crayon, he'll pass it. And I went, oh! Anyway, she went, he swallowed the key. They dashed me down to Mr. Gibson, the chemist, because he was the only one with a car, not that they could do anything about it. They took me to hospital. I was in hospital for 2 days, and I had to have that monkey key removed surgically. But the bonus was, in those days, they put me in the ward with all those kids out, the tonsils out, like free ice cream for 2 days. It was brilliant. So whereby I didn't get me fish cakes, I was just full of tutti frutti.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
It's time for an email, and this one's from a Mr. Ian Brown. And the subject is, me mirror's back in Northumberland. Message, allow you to. As I sit here in me shop up in Fraserburgh, hey, the Brock, listening to the show, I got a flashing memory of the good old days up Westgate Road. Every Saturday, I'd just been into the tattooist for yet more work and was a slight woozy as I'd not eaten that morning. So I swung a leg over my Suzuki DR650 Supermoto, you know, the iron brew bike with a nitrous kit as most folk knew it. Forgot to decompress the motor and booted it over. The kickback sent me over the side of the bike into me posterior. Too much amusement with the crowds. No worries, fired it up on the next attempt to pull away and bin it, as I forgot about the disc lock. Oh, wait, who hasn't done that before? Anyway, can I get a big all right, Tommy Mates, back in Gede Post, Northumberland? No, I used to live up near there. No, it's great, good fish. Anyway, hello, Obby Mates in Gede Post, Northumberland. But, oh, yes, Westgate Road's amazing in Newcastle. It's just a hill. And they say going up the hill, it's just motorbike shops. And there's one called M&S, and it sells every type of motorbike. It's brilliant. I hope it's still there. And the very first bikers programme we did, we managed to scrounge two bikes off Triumph. And It was brilliant for us because the first time in our lives we actually had free bikes to ride to Portugal on for nothing, nada. It was brilliant. Anyway, the bikes were delivered to M&S Motorcycles at the top of Westgate Hill. And it was brilliant. We went back to Si's mum and Si's mother said to him, Stella, God rest her soul, said, so, son, where are you getting your bikes from? And Kingy says, we've got them from M&S, mother. And she said, hey, son, at least they'll be good ones if you get them from Marx's.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
That was Country Girl, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. Big girls and Country Girl. It's not the wrong record, isn't it, really? Country Girls. I love them. When we were filmed in Nashville, we met two country girls. And they used to be, you know, stars. They're called the Sweethearts of the Rodeo. I'm sure country and western fans will know them. And they were brilliant. Had a couple of number one albums, played the Grand Old Opry. And we filmed with them at their ranch. And it was brilliant. They kind of hit 50. They had loads of work done, you know what I mean, not necessarily to the ranch. They looked amazing. And they'd been running a boutique for years. And they just went back singing together, two sisters. And they were brilliant. We sat there by their ranch where the sisters were singing, the Sweethearts of the Rodeo. Johnny Cash's bass player was there, Bob Dylan's guitarist. It wasn't a bad night, let me tell you. And me and Kingy did the catering. But that's Country Girls for you. And now we have an email. And this is from Sam Burden. The subject, belly pork crackling. Can we not put this to bed? I love belly pork. I like all meats that are slow cooked. With care and attention, they can usually provide a very tasty and substantial meal. Normally, the crackling on my belly pork is soggy and sacrificial. No, no, no! I wasn't expecting anything special this time round. I cooked it slow and gas-marked S, whatever that means. It doesn't mean fast, does it? The crackling was amazing! Didn't salt and pepper it? Could I glare on your experience as to what happened? Actually, what probably happened is you got pork that wasn't wet. If you get belly pork that's been wrapped in plastic, it's going to be kind of sweaty. And that's why if you do get belly pork in plastic, take the plastic off and leave it in the fridge open to the air for at least, you know, overnight. And it will be more dried out. Probably better quality meat as well, so it's more fat than water. But congratulations on your belly pork. May you do it again, low and slow, and, well, maybe a bit of salt, but dry is the answer. Dry it off.
Si and Dave's Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
And this one is from a gentleman called Reuben Holcomb. Easter Sunday dinner is a subject. Can you help me with Sunday dinner? What do I do with lamb leg? Is that it? What do I do with lamb leg? Where are you from, Reuben? You cook it, you turnip. What I would do with the lamb leg is exactly what I did at Easter Sunday. I made like a tribbet on the bottom of me roasting dish. I put carrot, onions, just chopped up loads of stuff. Do you know what I mean? Half a bottle of red wine, got the leg of lamb. I put slashes in it with garlic and rosemary so it looked like a bit like a pincushion. Wrapped it with about three layers of foil and I cooked it for about 6 hours on low. I like my leg of lamb falling apart. I love the fillet of lamb pink. Leg of lamb, I like it so it's just falling apart. And then, of course, I took the leg of lamb out. I let that rest for probably about 40 minutes. And it was fine, just wrapped in foil, tea towel on. Then, me mush of all the juices, the red wine, the carrots and the onions. I passed that through a sieve. I thickened it, much of my mum would do, the bit of corn flour, nothing fancy. That was my gravy. Sliced lamb, apply red wine gravy, roast potatoes. Mint sauce. Made my own mint sauce this year, went down the garden. All I do was get some white vinegar, white wine vinegar, sugar, chopped mint, whiz it up. It was good round our house, I tell you. I think that's the best thing to do with a leg of lamb.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.